15 on January 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. called Leaning Out of Windows, Step 1. The exhibition combines artworks made through artist-scientist collaborations and will include a panel discussion called The Translation Hub on January 27th from 2 to 5. The exhibition is up from January 26th to February 8th.
You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Madeline Taylor. This is season 2 of Shoes on a Wire. If you listened last year, you will remember that I did interviews and stories featuring artists and activists. But this year, I've changed the format to be a music show. So I'm going to be playing music exclusively by women, non-binary, and LGBTQ artists. Genre is going to vary, but for today, I'm going to mostly be playing punk and some indie pop. So hopefully you're going to stick around and enjoy for the next hour. This is a new time slot for me. So right beforehand, you will have heard Thunderbird Eye, which is produced by the Sports Collective here at CITR. They're lots of fun. They're doing some great work. But yeah, I'm going to change things up for you now. I want to offer a little content warning to listeners. Later on in the hour, I'm going to be talking about the Larry Nassar case really briefly. So just offering little heads up, if that's something that might be upsetting to you, I will let you know again ahead of time before talking about it in detail, but just to give you a chance to tune out if you want. To start today, I have a track by UK indie pop artist Pix. I love the build of this song, and it's all about anxiety, which I'm not sure how all of y'all are doing, but for me, it's been relevant this week, so enjoy. This is I Bow Down by Pix.
Life must rotate.
That was I Bow Down by Pix from their record, The Age of Anxiety. Came out about halfway through last year, some point in the summer, I believe it was June. You can read all about it on the internet. All right, before we get to some more music, I have a couple things for you. I'm going to start doing a segment that's called Things That Are Making My Life Great This Week, to share a little bit of joy with everyone out there in Radioland. So here we go for this week. First things first, horoscopes are very fun. If you don't read horoscopes, that's fair enough. I do. One of my personal favorites is from The Hood Witch, which is an incredible blog and website that you, again, can find on the internet. It's run by a really lovely woman who does all kinds of excellent work for her followers. So I'm going to read the first couple lines of this week's horoscope. They do it by month, but there's also just like a general one to give you a sense of how things are going to go for the week. I'm an Aries, but you can find your sign and read about the specifics of what's going to happen in your life if you would like. Okay, so this is the Hood Witch's witch tips for the week of January 24th to 30th, so we've got a couple more days while this is relevant. Quote, strap yourselves in, puppies. This week is going to be quite a ride. It kicks off with an exact conjunction from Mercury to transformative Pluto on the 24th through the 25th. This transit intensifies the tempo of your thinking, thanks to Mercury. You know, everyone always rants about Mercury retrograde. Mercury rules over your thoughts, communication in general, your friendships, and work relationships. Your thoughts are likely to be deep, intense, and compulsive, which is great if you have to do a research project or some other task that requires serious concentration, but it's pretty rough if you're just trolling social media or dealing with the complexities of other people. Unquote. Okay, not sure about, again, how all of you are doing, but this, when I read it, has been a dead ringer for how my week's going so far. So hopefully you all have healthy coping mechanisms and communication styles. If not, take a deep breath. Maybe don't say the thing you thought you were going to say to somebody. Also, side note, a lot of people like to make fun of people who like horoscopes and, you know, tarot cards and crystals and all of those fun things. So if anyone ever gives you crap about that, I have a salty tweet I would like to share with everyone. It was written by Anne Thoreau. Not exactly sure how to say her last name, but it is spelled T-H-E-R-I-A-U-L-T. The tweet is, quote, men make fun of women for believing in tarot or crystals or astrology, but think that things like trickle-down economics are real, unquote. So you can just chuck that at anyone who gives you a hard time about your rose quartz. All right? Deal? Deal. Cool. So up next, I have a song for all of y'all by a band called Basic Instinct, who performed at the round three semifinals of Shindig this past Tuesday. They did not win the semifinals, but I was super blown away by their performance, had a lot of fun watching them play, and this song in particular melted my face right off. It's called Stronghold, so get ready for some doom. This is Basic Instinct with Stronghold. We'll be right back. That was Basic Instinct with Stronghold, a track they played at the third round of semifinals for CITR's 34th annual Shindig. They played a great set, but they did not win. The band who did win was named Sorry Edith. First of all, A-plus band name. I am a fan. They got a lot of audience participation, which is not easy to do at Pat's Pub at around 10:30 on a Tuesday when it's pouring rain outside. So good job for them for doing that. I super enjoyed the performance. To be honest, wasn't blown away by their recorded material. But they did a great job. They did a great job live. So I'm going to play a track for you now. This is, again, from Sorry Edith, who won round three of the Shindig semifinals. And this is a song called Boredom is Beauty.
One, two, three, four. flying right into the camera.
Fading out there is Big Bro, Little Bro by Pudding off of their demo. I guess it's an EP. There's four songs on it. I'm going to call it an EP. I'm not sure what they would call it. Anyways, Pudding, local three-piece. I saw them perform on the weekend at Redgate, and they're real great. I hope they put out more music soon. It's really fun to see them play. They filled in for Little Sprout, who were supposed to play at Redgate that evening. But yeah, no one lost, except maybe Little Sprout. I'm not sure what happened there, but it was great to see Pudding. Before that, you heard a track by another local trio named Pale Red. The track was Camera. They just released, pretty recently, their full-length record, which is based off of live recordings that they did in 2015. I think they're really great. They write excellent hooks, and their songs are punchy as all heck, and they're earworms, so you'll be singing about cameras all the live long day. I'm going to take a little break here, and then we'll be right back with some more music. I'm also going to talk about my Shiro of the week, and in order to do that, I'm going to offer you a little content warning, because I am going to be discussing sexual violence briefly, not in detail, nothing specific, but if that's something you don't want to hear about, maybe tune out for like 15 minutes, come back, and we'll play some more music for you then. All right, be right back with more of your Shoes on a Wire here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every time we say goodbye, I feel like a fool, baby, baby, what can I...
You're just playing a game. It's more than that. It's about adventure and saving the world and having magic.
UBC Theater and Film presents a high-octane dramatic comedy laden with homicidal fairies,
evil succubi,
and 90s pop culture.
Acclaimed playwright Keek Nguyen offers a life-changing journey for the geek within us all. Join Agnes the Ass-Headed on her quest to find and free the lost soul of her deceased sister in She Kills Monsters. From January 18th to February 3rd at 7:30 p.m.
in the Telus Studio Theater at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. It's a Dungeons & Dragons tale exploring sexual identity, grief,
and some hella fierce woman warriors who about to open up a can of whoop-ass on ya.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Vancouver's greatest professional musicians join forces to present their favorite chamber music in a fun and friendly atmosphere at the Kits Classics and World Beyond concerts. The 20th season of this popular by donation series continues with French chamber music by Debussy, Satie, Saint-Saëns, and Ibert, performed by harpist Albertina Chan, violinist Nancy DeNovo, flutist Elizabeth McBurney, and clarinetist Johanna Hauser. Bring the whole family, meet other music lovers, and enjoy juice and cookies at intermission at 4 p.m. on Sunday, January 28th at St. James Hall.
On January 26th and 27th, keep it short at the Vancouver Short Film Festival. Head to the Van City Theatre to enjoy 37 films by BC filmmakers and schmooze with up-and-comers in the local film industry. For more information, visit www.vsff.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking people at the University of British Columbia. It is episode one of season two of Shoes on a Wire. I have changed the format right up. If you listen to this show in season one, I did mostly interviews with artists and activists, which was real fun. Had a great time doing it. But I missed music, so I've come back, and it's going to be a music show. I'm playing only tracks by by women, non-binary, and LGBTQ folks. So if anyone out there listening is, identifies with one of those monikers and you're like, I make music or I think that you should play something that I know about, tweet at me. You can reach me at shoesonawirepod on Twitter, and I would love to hear from you. So again, that's shoesonawirepod, P-O-D, on Twitter. Tweet your suggestions. It would be real sweet to hear from you. In the meantime, the next song I have queued up for y'all is by a band from Montreal called Duchess Says. I was poking around the internet last night and I found this, and I was just dancing around in my bed and it was real fun. So I hope that the same thing happens to you, although you may not be in bed as it is 4:30 on Thursday. But if you are, lucky you. This is Duchess Says with I Repeat Myself.
Thank you. belong in the city. I don't fit in with the scene. And I can try to change, but it wouldn't be me.
That was Late Bloomer by Devours, one of my absolute favorite local performers. He's just a jewel. He's an absolute jewel. He performed at CITR live for our Pride special programming marathon and all over the place at lots of other events. He's opening for, let's see if my memory will work well enough. Who is he opening for? Nope, can't remember. He's opening for someone who is kind of a big deal. I'm going to look it up and come back on and tell you all about it. But in the meantime, it is now time for my... this week, it's the person is a Shiro of the Week. Big shout out once again to everyone listening. And as I said before, I would offer content warning before discussing anything sensitive. I'm about to discuss sexual assault and sentencing. So if that's not something you want to hear about, tune out and come back in a few minutes and I'll play you some more music. But for Shiro of the Week, this week it goes out to Judge Rosemary Aquilina, who just sentenced Larry Nassar to about 1,000 years in prison for molesting over a hundred different women. He was the doctor serving for the USA gymnastics team for a really long time. He also worked at, I believe it was Michigan State University. And he's a terrible human. I think there's a lot of space for criticism of the prison system and the idea of detention as justice. But that said, it was humongously cathartic to watch clips and videos and read transcripts of all of the victim impact statements, because Judge Rosemary Aquilina allowed space in her courtroom for 5 days of women who had been molested by this terrible man to come through and speak their truth and look him in the face and confront him about what he did to them. Which is incredible. That doesn't normally happen. In my mind, I think that them being able to confront him and have him forced to see and feel the impact of the harm he had done, to me, that's justice. Yeah. So shout out to Judge Rosemarie Aquilina. She's my Shiro of the Week. Again, if you have thoughts on people who deserve to have a shout out on the radio, you can tweet at me or send me a message on Instagram or wherever. But you can reach Shoes on a Wire podcast at Shoes on a Wire Pod on Twitter, or you can follow me on Instagram at Staunch Jitters. That's my personal Instagram, but it is public. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, as with a lot of things on the internet. Anyways. Up next, I have a track for you that I just have been listening to a lot. I'm going to go see Princess Nokia when she's in town. I think she's incredible. She's playing two shows at Celebrities on February 17th or 23rd. One of the two dates. And she's doing an early show and a late show. The early show is all ages, which is incredible because there are very rarely all ages shows at venues like Celebrities. So shout out to her for doing that. This song is called Tomboy. And enjoy. Princess Nokia on Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM.
Little, my soul is heavy. My little titties be booking cities all around the world. They be fucking with me. I'm a Calvin Klein model. Come and get me. Set the resi up. Don't be fucking with me. My little titties are so itty bitty. I go locomotive. Chitty chitty. Bang bang. Gold hoops and a name chain. 10 boots are like 4 rings. Missy Elliott can't stand the rain. You lame playing the same games. Little titties not so damn pretty. Staircase in a crack Philly. Little titties in a fat kitty. Big pants and some stuffed shoes. Pop a bow. Blues Clues. Titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly. My little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly. My little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly.
That girl is a tomboy, that girl is a tomboy. That girl is a tomboy. Who that is, ho? That girl is a tomboy, that girl is a tomboy, that girl is a tomboy. It's a party, of course. I'm having fun with my friends, and I don't want it to end. And if you finna blow my high, then I'ma punch you again.
With my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly. My little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly. My little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly.
His love is too magic and he cannot tell. He fuck with my bro, how my pussy is spelled. My thought though is special, got locked like a jail. It's Polo, it's Tommy, it's Mecca, it's Naughty. I'm finna sit back and just sip on Bacardi. You come to my party, you gon' be my army. A room full of girls and we acting real rowdy.
that thing, girl, what I want to be. There's always something clear that I see. The wind is racing, my pulse is rushing. I'm free like a bird, nothing can touch me. I'm fly, fly, fly. Over and up and around. I'll never be close to the ground. I fly, fly, fly. There are lessons that we learn. There's nothing that I cannot do. It's just that I know to be true. So I lift my wings up to the sky. And I close my eyes and I start to
woman, I can do whatever I want.
That was Meg Ryan by Amerisu. I love that song. White women being sent the heck up by a black trans woman. Yeah, she's fabulous. You should check out her stuff. It's a little bit hard to do a Google for that because her name does not spell the way it sounds. So if you're interested in looking it up, it's AHMER-AH-SU. Good luck, all of you. You should look her up. Amerisu with Meg Ryan. Before that, we had Princess Nokia with Tomboy. She's going to be playing the Celebrities Nightclub in February. I think tickets are still available. If not, I'm so sorry. You should just show up at the venue anyways and chant outside. Maybe she'll hear you. I'm going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with last set here on Shoes on a Wire. After Shoes on a Wire today at 5 p.m., we've got Democracy Watch, which is CITR's in-house news collective-produced program, all local news and current affairs. They've been doing fantastic work always, but especially this week. I'm very excited to hear what they have to say about local happenings, so stay tuned for that. And, yeah, be back in just a sec.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
I'm Melissa. I'm a settler from Epiquette, or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee Territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and a Nuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer at citr.ca to get involved.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Intersections, airs Thursdays from 4 to 5 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and it's the last few minutes of the show. I would like to thank everybody for listening today. It's been a real pleasure to be back in the booth. I will be joining all of your ear holes every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the foreseeable future, season 2 of Shoes on a Wire. Bringing you music by women, non-binary folks, and LGBTQ artists. So thank you to everyone for listening. I'm going to leave you with a track right now that I listened to on repeat for a couple days. I'm going to be honest. My beloved work wife, Eleanor, played it for me in her car, and I couldn't get it out of my head. So I do this thing where I just listen to a song until I actually don't like it anymore. Then I wait a few days and start listening to it again. And then it just sort of becomes part of your soul. May I recommend it as a way to be obsessive about something. It'll remind you of your teenage heart. So this is Tess Roby, and the track is Ballad 5. I hope you enjoy it. I'll talk to you next week. And please stay tuned for Democracy Watch by the News Collective. They are going to be on in about 6 minutes. It's going to be a great time. Take care, everyone. Have a good week.
Because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
There's nothing good about winter. The days are shorter, the sun isn't as sunny, and it's freaking cold.
Yeah, but there's also the annual winter issue of Discorder. Pick up your copy of Discorder, that magazine that's salty enough to melt the iciest of seasonal affective disorders from CITR, at one of our over 100 distribution locations. To share some fireside cheer with Kathleen Hepburn, a local independent director, enjoy a cup of metaphorical cocoa with BB over their first full album release, make some non-denominational sugar cookies at Chinatown's Pollyanna Library with Jonathan Q, take a sleigh ride through CITR's seasonal special listening guide, and of course, enjoy reviews of local shows and new releases. And an extra special holiday shout-out to our advertisers, Tambor Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, the Cinematheque, and Mint Records.
I guess winter's not that bad.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
world? I read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing,